Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Home-Based Business 101. Today is December 31st, as the edges of the years are about to meet, the old going out and the new coming in. And you were invited to listen to this show today because you have an opportunity today for those that have not already taken advantage of this opportunity to purchase a home-based business and give yourself a decent tax return going into the year 2014. What do we mean by decent tax return? See, having a home-based business allows you to deduct certain expenses that you normally are not able to deduct, and we're going to talk about some of them this morning. But we'll make sure the first thing we want to do is clarify a couple of key points. What is the most important thing to remember in starting a home-based business? The key is to any legitimate business venture is profit motive. In order to prove that your business has true profit motive, you must have a good business plan that illustrates exactly what you're going to do to sell your product. Also, even the IRS understands that many businesses do not exactly make a profit in their first few years. But if you incur expenses with motive of making your business profitable and you have records to prove it, then you have met the IRS criteria to deduct those expenses. I say that because sometimes people say, well, how starting a business on December 31st is going to change my tax situation? Because there's no way that I got a whole lot of expenses because I just started today, the day December 31st. But what happens when you start this business December 31st, it allows you to write off the last quarter of the year. What is the last quarter? That's October, November, and December. October, November, and December. So expenses that would be related to your business for those 3 months, even though you're just starting the business today, become tax deductible. Now, what are some of those expenses? Because you work from home with your home-based business, the number one fixed expense is your rent or your mortgage. So that means for the month of October, November, and December, that becomes deductible. Also, for the month of October, November, and December, your utility bill becomes deductible. Also, for the month of October, November, and December, your cell phone becomes deductible. These can become three major expenses that could end up increasing your tax return by an extra $1,500 to $3,000. If you go, I'm going to give you out some websites today, so I hope you make sure you got pen and paper out and ready to take notes, because this is valuable information, because we're talking about how to increase your tax return and put more money on the table for you and your family. And we're not talking about a long-time turnaround. We're talking about basically if you get started in a home-based business today, purchasing your home-based business, by February 15th, somewhere between February 15th and March 15th, you will see an increase in your tax return when you go to apply your income taxes. Now, if you got a pen and a piece of paper out, what I want you to do is I'm going to give you out my tax website so you can take some notes and go to that tax website. I have an example of the difference between having a home-based business and not having one. When you go to the website, there's a tab you want to click called Tax Savings. But first of all, let me give you the website so you'll be able to get there to click the tab. The website is www.thetaxhelper.wibbly, which is D like boy, L like love, Y like you, .com. So that's the taxhelper.wibbly, WEEBLY.com. You go to that site and you'll see valuable information on the type of deductions that you can make. And also you will see on there a tab called Tax Savings. You click that tab and it will give you an example of a family without a home-based business and one with a home-based business. The first example it gives you under that tab is if you're single and you have no children and you don't have a home-based business, and if you're earning like about $32,000 a year and you don't have a home-based business, then what will end up happening, you lose about $3,166 generally in terms of the difference between having a home-based business and not having a home-based business. And how is that possible? Well, having a home-based business, you'll probably come up with somewhere close to about $14,525 in deductions. Then your standard deduction that you take and then your exemption for yourself is going to reduce that taxable income down to about $7,925 versus without any home-based business. The income, once you take your standard deduction and your exemption for yourself, the income, taxable income, is going to be about $22,450. That's a big difference. What would you rather be taxed on, $7,925 or $22,450? Again, if you go to the tax website, www.thetaxhelper.com, and click tax savings, you can see this illustration. And it points it out very clearly to you. Also this morning, if you have a question, we'll be taking questions towards the end of the show, but what we're going to do, how we're going to do that, is that you're going to need to text that question to my number, and I'll be able to read it because I'm not using the switchboard right now to have people flag and be able to answer questions live on the air. But your question still will be live on the air, just that we're going to use technology this morning and have you text that question over to the following number. You can write the number down now so you have it handy when we get to that portion of the show. The number is 252-406-0774. And when you text that question, please text in your question, your first name, and the state you're texting from. All right, thank you. Okay, so that's a key factor in terms of the difference between having a home-based business and not having a home-based business, is that what's going to do, by having a home-based business, you're going to reduce the tax liability or reduce your taxable income, which will enable you to get a larger return. Now, some people say, you know, well, what is this getting over on the government? You know, is this some kind of scam? No. What is one of the biggest challenges most Americans face? Having too much month at the end of their money. And what do we mean by having too much money at the end of the month, at the end of your money? Is that as fast as you pay your bills, it seems as though the month just keeps going on and your money just dwindles up, and the next thing you know, you're broke. Well, having a home-based business can change that. How can a common person overcome this challenge? Most try by getting a second job or second mortgage or both. Getting the second job is not always the answer. Why is it not the answer? Because what it does, it increases your tax liability. Now you got more taxes to pay off of the money you make off the second job. So if you're going to do something extra, we suggest you create a home-based business. And the reason for that is that Congress has allowed certain expenses to be what we call write-offs in terms of companies that enable to save you millions and millions of dollars. See, Congress has passed laws that allows home-based business owners to be able to take advantage of certain deductions. I'm going to cover some of those deductions here in a second. And also, there's two primary forms that home-based business owners are able to use on their tax return that people that are not home-based business owners or business owners are not able to use on their return. Remember, there's two tax systems in the United States of America. And I know most people usually say, yeah, one for the rich and one for the poor. No, one for employees and one for employers. When you have a home-based business, you are an employer because, one, first you employ yourself. You also can employ your family members, and you might hire a couple people. But see, when you do not have a home-based business, then you earn money, and then you're taxed on that money, and what's left over you get to spend. Well, when you have a home-based business, you get to spend first. You turn personal expenses into business expenses, and then you're taxed on what's left. So when we say turn personal expenses into business expenses, what do we mean by that? Now your rent or your mortgage, which is normally a personal expense, that becomes a business expense because you're working from home. Your cell phone becomes a business expense because you need it to reach your clients. The mileage you put on your vehicle becomes a business expense because you need your vehicle to do your business. Okay, now the key to this automobile expense, which is great, and the key to understanding it, the key to being able to write off automobile expenses is the same as with any other home-based business deduction. Plan ahead. This is even more important if you still have a W-2 job in addition to your home-based business. Plan your commute so that it intersects with driving from your home-based business, then the commute mileage is deductible. If you work your business at home in the morning and then go directly to your W-2 job, that's not tax-deductible mileage according to most IRS recent rulings. But if you stop somewhere along the way, ideally close to your home, even if it's just your P.O. box, that mileage from the P.O. box to the office is then tax-deductible. It's the same thing on the way home from the job. As long as you make a stop related to your home-based business, this deduction is tremendously valuable, especially if you have a long commute. What I mean by long commute, I know some people that commute round trip 100 miles a day. What does that mean? 100 miles a day times 5 days, that's 500 miles a week, 2,000 miles a month, 24,000 miles a year. Well, when we take and use this example of stopping somewhere close by your house before leaving and stopping somewhere close by the job before coming back home and able to recapture the bulk of those miles in terms of business miles, that becomes a $12,000 deduction. $12,000 deduction. Now, that can be very huge because what we're doing now, that's $12,000 that's deducted from your income and lowering that taxable income. So let's say if you got a $12,000 mileage deduction and you're making $50,000 a year, you just reduce your taxable income to $38,000. And then let's say if you got your mortgage and you got a mortgage expense that you're deducting and say that's maybe about another $5,000. You can reduce that $50,000 now down to $33,000. You got one of those, fancy cell phones and you're kicking out maybe about $2,000 a year on your cell phone bill. And you just reduce that deduction down another $2,000. And then say your meals, your lunch, you deduct those, maybe you averaging about $50 a week. Some people I know spend about $100 a week on meals, $20 a day. Then you deduct that. You could very well get that $50,000 worth of income and get it down to where you got it. Maybe only $20,000 of it becomes now what we would call taxable income. With that being the case, you've lowered your tax liability. And by lowering that tax liability, now the money that they take out on your job, you'll be able to get more of that back. And what I mean by being able to get more of that back, I've seen examples where people have been able to get back $1,000 on their taxes by having a home-based business. How did they get such a huge return? Well, they basically, one of the things that they did, they remodeled part of their home. And by remodeling part of their home for the use of their business, they was able to take and deduct that remodeling expense. People took and they had fixed up their basement so that they could turn it into a presentation room. They spent $30,000 remodeling that basement. That $30,000 became tax deductible, lowering their taxable income along with the other expenses they already had, and that really decreased their taxable income to the point that the amount of money that they had taken out on their job enabled them to get a $23,000 tax return. And that's like getting an additional paycheck, all because of having a home-based business. And you have the opportunity today to put yourself in that arena by simply making a decision, or as we say, get bad, make a decision. Now, a lot of you were invited to this call. I'm going to give you out some websites. Make sure you got your pen and your paper ready. I you invited to this call, take advantage of a tremendous home-based business opportunity in the travel industry. TB, your travel biz, or we like to say your tax break, you're truly blessed, or you're the boss. And what I want you to do is, for those of you that were guests of other people, they should have gave you a website to go to. For those of you that are guests of Home-Based Business 101 or myself, Baba Jahi, I want you to go to www.6062ndmba.com/MU Group. I'm going to repeat that one more time, and I'm going to tell you what I want you to do once you go to that website after this call. It's www.60secondmba.com/MU Group. When you go to that website, it's going to bring up some videos to watch. The first video tells you about, again, the power of having a home-based business and how several home-based businesses were started that are major companies today. Apple started off as a home-based business. Did you know that? Steve Jobs and them started that as a home-based business. Microsoft started as a home-based business. So, you know, there's a lot of power. That's why Congress has these laws to help home-based business owners, because you never know how big your business can become as a home-based business. When you go to that site, there's some videos to watch there, and then you watch the videos, there's going to be an orange box that says Get Started. You click that orange box, it'll take you to a sign-up page, and you need to click Travel Program and Rep Opportunity. In order to get the tax break, you have to purchase the travel program, which is $249.95. And that becomes a great investment for you because, again, by purchasing that travel program at $249.95, it's going to allow you to write this last quarter off plus your initial investment of $249.95. And, again, some of those expenses you'll be able to write off is your immediate expenses that you can write off will be for October, November, December, and those expenses would include your business use of home, which is going to be Form 8829, business use of home, and that becomes tremendous. And again, the IRS did not create this form because Sitawi wanted them to create it. There's an actual form called Form 8829, business use of home, which allows you to deduct your mortgage or your rent. So you go to some tax places and they'll tell you, well, in order to deduct a home-based business expense, you need to have a mortgage. No, if you pay rent, you can deduct rent. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't know that, and they get misled. So you're able to write that expense off. Your utility expense, and depending on which state you live in, you know, that can become a huge expense also. Excuse me, some places utility bills are higher than other places. So it's important to know how to take advantage of this. This is immediate. These are some immediate write-offs that you can take advantage of by getting started today. It's going to be the Form 8829, Business Use of Home, which is going to cover your utilities. It's going to cover whatever expenses you got related to your home for October, November, and December. And then next year you have the whole year, and then you're able to do the mileage piece and other things. The other immediate expense you would be able to write off for this last quarter would be your cell phone expense. Now, to say again, this can be huge in terms of your expenses and reducing that taxable lot. But another expense, just because you're getting involved in the travel business, that you would be able to write off any travel that you did during the months of October, November, and December, you would be able to write that off. So if you, like, I talked to one person, they just got back from a cruise. Right now, unless they purchased this business, that cruise was a vacation. But they purchased the business, they can write that cruise off as part of being involved in the travel business. Again, we're talking about for the months of October, November, and December, just the last quarter. Going into next year, you have the whole year. But these are some immediate expenses mileage expense, you would not be able to write that off right now simply because you're just getting started today. You would actually have to use your vehicle September, October, October, November, December, in terms of actually prospecting for the business. And so you can't go back and say you prospected when you just got started today. But the home-based business fixed expenses, that's what I like to call them, fixed expenses, which is expenses related to your house. Those are tax deductible and can reduce that tax liability, because some people say, well, is it going to really make that much of a difference if I spend this $249 right now? Yes, it will. If you read the show program, it was a lady who came in this business on December 31st, and it enabled her to get $9,000 back on her taxes. Well, how did she get $9,000 back on her taxes? She already was going to receive about $6,000, but by coming into business and taking those expenses related to the home, it reduced her tax liability to the point that she was able to max out on earned income credit. That enabled her to get an extra $3,000 back, thus increasing her tax return from $6,000 to $9,000, all by making a decision on December 31st. So it's a great investment, $249 to get back an extra $3,000. I think it's well worth it. So you need to get with the person that invited you to this and get signed up, get your home-based business today. You have to midnight tonight to do that. So, you know, if you need to move some money around or whatever it is that you need to do so you can position yourself, this is better than buying the Mega Million ticket, because you got a guaranteed return, a guaranteed hit. What I mean by that is that you're going to be able to reduce that tax liability. Now, as I said earlier, for people that had questions, if you have a question, you can send a text to 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number a couple of times for those people that are listening that want to send in a question while we're still on the air. We got like about 7 minutes left before we go off the air. So what you can do, you can send a text to 252-406-0774. Waiting on your text messages now. Okay. Again, but you have to make a decision today. This is not something you can say, well, can I do it tomorrow? You can do it tomorrow, but you won't get a tax benefit and tax break off your 2013 taxes, which you're going to be filing in about another 30 to 45 days. And when you go to file those taxes, you want as many deductions as you can have. And when you can purchase a major deduction today, a home-based business deduction. Okay, here's the first question here. I was told that I could deduct expenses for my children or my spouse working in the business. Okay, yes. The answer to your question is yes. One of the things that you can do by having a home-based business is you're able to, one, you can have your children work in your business. Children under the age of 17 and under, because they're in a different tax bracket, and money that you pay them becomes tax deductible for you. Now, how does this work? What you have to do, you have to set up an account in that child's name, and when you pay them, deposit money into that account. In other words, if you write them a check and that money goes into that account, then when it's time to purchase things that you're going to purchase for them anyway, such as school clothes, other things, you can take it out of that account. The IRS is concerned about it going in, not how it comes out. And so basically you can pay your child to work for you, and you're basically going to use the same money you was using anyway to take care of their school clothes, other expenses, and things of that nature. And again, if you want more information on this, besides being able to text to this number, you can always give me a call after the show, 252-406-0774, and I will go over to you how to properly structure that so you can take advantage of that tax break. You know, each child, you can end up with a $5,700 tax deduction. So it means if you got two children, that's $11,400 that you could take and lower your taxable income by having your children work in your business. And now you might say, well, what kind of work are they going to do? They might help you with, you know, going through your emails, checking your emails for you, letting you know if you got important email messages from clients or customers. Also, when you do it specifically in terms of the business that we're talking about today, the YTP travel business, when you schedule your home parties or your home travel parties, they can help with cleaning the house up, fixing the house up so the house is presentable and you can pay them to do that. Also, when you set up maybe a booth or you're out prospecting or putting out flyers, you can pay them to help you with passing out flyers, passing out information, business cards. And then all of it, then what happens is it, again, allows you to lower that tax liability. Okay, we're going to be wrapping this call up here, this show up here in the next 5 minutes. So if you've got any more questions out there, please feel free to text your questions over. You want to make sure that you take advantage of this information and purchase your home-based business today. Don't delay. Purchase it today. Now, like I said, the major expenses that you're going to be able to write off for this year by purchasing today is October, November, December, expenses related to your home, and then your cell phone. Other expenses that are related to your home will be your cable bill. You'll be able to write off your cable bill because if you're involved in this business, the travel business, then you need to have access to the Travel Channel, the Weather Channel, and that's how cable becomes tax deductible. Also, your internet, because this is an internet home-based business in terms of travel, and so you have to have access to the internet. Those bills, you definitely can write off for October, November, and December. Some of the other expenses that you normally would be able to write off, you wouldn't be able to start utilizing those expenses till next year. Other expenses related to your house that you can write off, if you have someone that takes care of your lawn, you can write that expense off because your house is where your office is. Or for those that's in the areas right now that are receiving snow, if you pay someone to remove your snow, shovel your snow, then you can write that expense off also. So these are some very, very important expenses in terms of related to the home. Again, you have to midnight tonight to purchase a home-based business. For those listening to this call, we hope you would take advantage of the great YTB opportunity. For those that are involved in other businesses that are colleagues and friends of mine who share this call with people, then at least get back to the person that's inviting you to take advantage of positioning yourself in front of one of the greatest market shifts and market trends there is, and that is the home-based business tax strategy. See, if you save on your taxes this year, you're going to save on them next year, and the year after, and the year after, and the year after. It's one of the greatest ways to create residual income because you're going to save year after year after year, and it's going to allow you to increase that tax return. So you definitely want to be able to take advantage of that. This is, you know, it's just time to make a decision because after today, you can still get a home-based business, but you won't get tax write-off for 2013. And I think you would like to close the new year, close the old year out, bring in the new year with a bang. What better way to close the old year out than making a purchase of something that's going to pay you going into the new year? That's right. It's going to pay you going into the new year. You're going to see that increase somewhere between February 15th and March 15th. You can start planning on what you would do with the extra money. Maybe there's something you want to do when that time of the year comes. You could plan it now because you know you're going to have the money to be able to do it. Maybe there's a cruise or something you might want to go on, you know, where, especially if you live in a cold region of the country and you want to go somewhere where it's warm. Well, purchase your home-based business now, and you can take you a nice pre-spring vacation somewhere between February 15th and March 15th, and you'll have the money to pay for it without having to use your discretionary income because you're going to reduce your tax liability. We're down to like 30 seconds left. If there's any other questions, please feel free to send a text to 252-406-0774. We give out the tax website again, so you can go to that website today and get additional information. You also can call me at the number that I gave out the text, which is 252-406-0774. I'm free to answer any questions you have today so that you can make a decision. Get mad. Make a decision. Here's the tax website again, www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com. You go to that site, there's valuable information on there about tax deductions, home-based business, tax strategy, because that is the area of taxes that I specialize in. Also, to be able to make a decision and purchase a YTB home-based travel business, go to www.60second.com/MU Group. And when you go there, you have some videos you can watch to explain to you the business product and business model. And then you click Get Started, and it'll take you to the sign-up page. You need to click both boxes, which is the YTB travel program for $249.95 and the rep opportunity. And when you click those boxes, you know, it'll take you to some prompts to go through, and you can sign up and get started today. You want to do Get Started today. Once you sign up and get started today, we'll be training you on how to make an income in the business. Remember the IRS rule, as long as you can show intent to make a profit, then you are entitled to these deductions that I shared with you today. So please don't delay. Take advantage of one of the greatest tax strategies that exists, the home-based business tax strategy. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101. We want to thank you for tuning in today, and we wish for you a prosperous and happy new year. And if you have any questions, again, feel free to give us a call at 252-406-0774, and we will do our best to answer any questions that you have. Until next time, God bless you, and you can tune in again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we will be doing a show called Getting Your Business Started Right for the New Year. So purchase your business today, and tomorrow morning you can tune in and listen to How to Get Started Right, Get Started on the Fast Track. Until then, take care. God bless you. And be safe out there tonight as you celebrate to bring in the new year. What better way to bring it in than by purchasing yourself a home-based business that will lower your taxable income and position you to take advantage of things that you want to do in the new year and having some extra money. Until then, take care.